Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
In the studio, we bring the mayor of West Allis.
We're in studio with the mayor of West Allis, Dan Devine.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Dan Devine.
Now, according to your Facebook, you say something new is coming to West Allis, and this is the big event happening tomorrow, correct?
Tomorrow at the West Allis Farmers Market. We are going to be...
Wait, where's the West Allis Farmers Market?
Tell 66 and National.
66 and National, okay.
Yes, all right.
Beautiful, well, east of beautiful downtown West Allis.
Yes.
There was a state law change a year or two ago that required communities to use 70% of their hotel tax on branding and marketing and promotions for their community. So okay. We decided to hire a professional to do it. Mm-hmm. And we have a new brand coming out tomorrow. It's going to be revealed to the public at 1 o'clock.
Ooh.
And we're going to be giving away t-shirts, coffee mugs, all sorts of swag.
Dan, how long have you been the mayor of West Allis?
I had my 10th anniversary back in April.
Nice. A decade of West Allis.
A decade of mayoring.
What, you came in and you were mad about the way the city looked to people or what?
Well, it was a community where I saw a lot of potential.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a lot of walkable neighborhoods. We have a lot of affordable housing stock.
For sure. The center of everything.
Right. Geographically outstanding. You can get anywhere in 15 minutes.
Sure. State fair and everything is amazing.
My God.
Yeah. And like I said earlier, the farmer's market is one of the best in the area.
Yeah.
So I really saw potential and I thought the reputation of the city wasn't the best. And I thought, well, is there any way to, I had two young children at the time who are now still young, but not as young, obviously. Mm-hmm. I kept thinking, what better way to steer the direction of a community than to run for mayor?
Nice.
Yeah, for sure. So basically you didn't like it when we called it the word I'm not supposed to say on the air.
Yeah.
The D.
The D word.
The DD. I'd be like, the DD. I won't say it. It's a rebranding. I promise.
Right.
Don't want that anymore.
That's gone.
Gone.
We're looking forward.
Gone.
Moving forward. What's your vision of West Allis? What do you want people to think of when they think of West Allis?
Yeah, that's a
well,
good question.
The, you know, the simplest answer to that is move past the stereotype from the 1980s and 90s and come back and take a look. We've had just tons of new things coming in. We've had, you know, we opened up the skateboard park on 84th and National. Mm-hmm. We've got our first microbrewery. We've got new coffee shops, bakeries, delis. Just a ton of new things, great, unique restaurants, and they're not the restaurants that we're getting like the third or fourth version of something that's in Milwaukee. These are all local people that are investing in their community. We've got really good chefs. We've got really good restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your favorite restaurant in West Allis?
Yeah, we're going
to
say.
Come on. I need to know your favorite. Just pick like one.
You know, I think the one I always tell people is just because it's so unique is Chef Paz, which is a Peruvian restaurant on 91st and National.
I've seen it. Yeah.
And people are unfamiliar with Peruvian food.
Yeah.
And they'll walk in and think, well, what am I going to eat here? And they walk out thinking, why haven't I been here before? Because, she's always there. She's in this tiny little kitchen putting out this amazing food. And it's just a really cool experience. But we've got, you know, the West Allis Cheese and Sausage Shop has got some of the best breakfasts.
Yes.
And lunch sandwiches. Mm-hmm. The Farmer's Wife is a farm-to-table restaurant.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We now have two crawdaddies that are going to be opening up. I don't
two
know if you
crawdaddies?
Followed
nice.
That one.
I didn't know that. I love crawdaddies.
I didn't think there was two of anything in West Allis.
Yeah.
Is there?
Two Speedways.
Two Starbucks.
Two McDonald's.
Three McDonald's.
Yeah. Two bowling alleys.
Now we had to tear one down on Highway 100.
Oh! Yeah, okay, wait, hold on.
We're talking to Dan Devine, the mayor of West Allis.
Favorite restaurant was Chef...
Chef Paz.
And then favorite bar. Because you know I love West Allis.
I like going to the tap room at West Allian Brewing Company, if that qualifies as a bar. That's on 72nd and Burnham.
Did you try the candy corn beer there?
I'm going tonight.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for our friend Gibbons, who just moved to West Allis? He is a fresh native to your town of West Allis.
Wait, how do you feel about a shirt is the real question. Do you like it or hate it?
It's a classic, but I got a new one for him.
Oh, he has a West Allis shirt.
For the record, I'm wearing the West Allis shirt from Johnny V's Cafe. You've all seen it. You all love it. And you probably thought it was a Metallica shirt until you saw. It says West Allis on it.
I just didn't know if he'd like that branding or not, because that's the whole point, is that they're changing how we look at West Allis. And he's saying, whoa, you've like made it look bad. And we have all these options. awesome things going on, right?
No, it's there. I mean, there's you know, the stigma's there, and that's the constant battle to change that.
Like, Stalas is so down to earth, and I love that about Stalas.
The real story is the people.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got neighborhoods that they just take care of one another. They're engaged. They look out for each other. Mm-hmm. They help shovel. You know, if you've got senior neighbors, you get help with your sidewalks and your driveway with shoveling, mowing lawn. It's just, there are a lot of pockets that are real community.
Is there a slogan with it as well? Is it West Dallas? Yes.
There is a slogan.
Can you tell us the slogan?
Are we allowed to say it?
Oh,
all right.
Man.
Everything will be revealed tomorrow, though, correct?
That is correct. The whole gamut.
Nice.
That's exciting.
The West Dallas Farmers Market tomorrow from 1 to 3, correct?
Yes.
And then the zoo interchange, how do you feel about that? That hasn't affected West Dallas at all, has it?
No, no, not at all. No. not anywhere.
You know what? I have a better question. Screw the zoo interchange. What's the best way to get to the state fair? Which road do you secretly recommend when I'm trying to beat the traffic? Is it Greenfield? Is it National? Is it the freeway? Tell me, please.
I take National.
Okay. Oh, nice. The mayor of West Dallas takes National.
Okay.
National to 84.
National to 84. National, I'm in.
You heard it from the mayor of West Dallas right there. And then tomorrow, the event at the West Dallas Farmers Market from 1 to 3. Mayor Dan Devine from West Dallas, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Yes. Thank you.
And look for pictures coming soon from the new t-shirts. We got new shirts.
Oh,
new West Dallas shirts.
I want to know the slogan, please.
Let's find out tomorrow, dude.
You got to wait.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.